All right, so we're diving deep today, and we're going to the gridiron.
Yeah.
We're gonna break down a big one here, the 2024 GHSA Class 6A State Championship game
Oh, yeah.
between the Grayson Rams and the Carrollton Trojans, and we've got a great recap here from Gridiron Talks with Jacob and Dad.
That's right. This is a big game, obviously, state championship.
Yeah, this is the one, you know.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, December 18th, 2024.
Yeah, you got
You know the intensity you get for one of these games.
yeah, absolutely. And both of these teams
Peak of their seasons?
were at the peak of their seasons. Yeah, so let's set the stage a little bit. We have the number 24 ranked Grayson Rams coming in with a pretty darn good record of 13-1.
That's right.
Only loss was to Collins Hill
A close game.
and described as a balanced, tough, and deep squad. Then you had the number 4 ranked Carrollton Trojans. They were undefeated at 14A. And just had a lot of momentum, a lot of expectations coming into this one.
They did. The offense was just a powerhouse all year long.
Yeah. Led by a 5-star quarterback, Julian Lewis, who's now heading off to Colorado,
Yeah.
had some pretty eye-popping stats: 76% completion percentage, 3,465 yards, and 46 touchdowns.
Wow.
Averaging 46 points per game, ranked number 5 nationally by SI.
Wow.
So this was, a true offensive juggernaut
It was, yeah. And
coming into this one.
for Carrollton, they were chasing their first title since 1998.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of
A lot of history on the line.
yeah, Coach Jerry King had really built something special there. So you
Yeah.
had that undefeated, high-flying Carrollton offense going up against this Grayson team that really only had that one close loss. And
Yeah, they were tough. They were known for their defense.
especially that front seven.
Yeah, with guys like Tyler Atkinson, Andre Filler,
Yeah.
Majoy Victor.
Yeah.
So it seemed like it was going to be, strength versus strength kind of matchup here.
Yeah, really did.
So what were some of the moments in this game where you really saw the momentum kind of shift back and forth?
Well, the game really started off with a little bit of a curveball.
Oh.
Grayson came out strong. They took it right down the field on that opening drive, 80 yards,
Wow.
culminating in a 17-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Travis Burgess to Alex Sanchez.
Wow.
There was even a review on the play,
Oh, really?
but the touchdown stood, putting Grayson up 10-ish.
Okay, so they came out.
That was a statement.
Yeah, absolutely. They're
Yeah.
making a statement right out the gate saying,
And
hey.
we're not intimidated by this undefeated team.
Exactly.
And then Carol Chen responded like you'd expect that kind of offense to respond.
Right.
Julian Lewis connected on a huge 65-yard pass to Ryan Mosley. And then just a few plays later, hit Zion Cooley for a 31-yard touchdown. So suddenly Carol Chen's back in it and
What?
they're leading 17-10.
Okay, so it's like back and forth right out of the gate.
It's like, okay, here we go. This is
Here comes the Carrollton.
the Carrollton we've heard about.
Offense we've all heard about.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right.
but then what happened?
But here's where it gets interesting. Grayson didn't let that momentum swing, just completely take over the game like you might expect to happen, especially in a championship environment.
Right.
Their defense really tightened up,
Yeah.
and they held Carroll Colton off the scoreboard for a good while after that.
Wow.
So, I think that really speaks to that resilience and the adaptability on Grayson's part.
Yeah, absolutely. It was
I
a
know.
huge defensive stand. It was a pivotal moment because, it allowed their offense to kind of settle back in.
Exactly.
And they did. They put together this incredible 15-play, 93-yard drive,
Wow.
ate up a lot of clock,
Yeah.
ended with a touchdown run by Elijah Miller to tie the game at 17-17 going into halftime.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be deflating for Carrollton.
Oh, yeah.
You come back, you take the lead,
Yeah.
and then they just march right down the field.
Yeah.
It's a gutsy drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Just real determination from Grayson there to answer that score and tie it up at the half.
Right, and to control the ball like that
Yeah.
against a team that's known for their quick strike offense.
Yeah.
Not only did they put points on the board,
Yeah.
they also kept that very dangerous offense on the sideline.
Yeah.
So it really speaks volumes about their game plan
Yeah.
and their execution there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So we go into the half tied at 17.
That's right.
But then the momentum, I think, took another big swing in the third quarter.
It did. Yeah.
Grayson cornerback Vaughn Mitchum came up with an interception
Yeah.
of Julian Lewis.
Yeah.
And what makes it even more significant is it was the first of two interceptions for Mitchum in this game.
Wow.
And this one directly led to Grayson retaking the lead, going up 24-17.
Yeah. I mean, in a tight championship game,
Yeah.
a turnover like that is just huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get that sudden change of possession.
Absolutely.
The change of field position. And, yeah, you know, it just really can change the whole feeling of the game.
Absolutely. And, you know, to get an interception against a quarterback.
Especially a quarterback like Julian Lewis.
So the talent of Julian Lewis, you know, that's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
So that really, you know, speaks to the pressure that Grayson's defense was able to generate.
Yeah, and their coverage in the secondary.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could feel a real shift.
Oh, yeah.
In the game after that interception.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't just the interceptions.
Right.
When you look at the overall defensive performance for Grayson in this game, it was dominant.
Yeah.
5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss.
Yeah.
They held Carol Verson's usually potent rushing attack to just 43 yards on the ground.
Wow.
For a team that, you know, was average of 46 points a game.
Yeah.
That's a massive,
yeah,
you know, disruption of their offensive capabilities.
Yeah, if you connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah,
you can see how Grayson's defensive front really kind of, you know, dictated the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and especially junior Tyler Atkinson,
yeah,
who had an outstanding season, 127 tackles, 11 sacks.
Yeah.
You know, really was disruptive in that backfield.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, that consistent pressure on Lewis, coupled with that inability to establish any kind of run game,
mm-hmm,
really, you know, hampered their offensive flow.
Yeah, it forced them to be one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And Grayson was ready for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
So while the defense is doing all that, the Grayson offense is delivering too.
That's right.
Especially in the run game, they piled up 273 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Miller had a phenomenal night.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns. So you know that balance,
yeah,
of a strong defense.
Yeah.
And a productive running attack, really. Mm. You know,
it was the winning formula.
Proved to be the winning formula.
Yeah, even with the star quarterback.
Yeah.
If you can't establish the run,
right,
and the opposing defense is consistently in your backfield,
yeah,
it's going to be a long night.
Absolutely.
And Grayson's ability to control the clock, mm-hmm, move the ball on the ground, kept that Carrollton defense on the field.
Yeah.
Probably wore him down as the game went on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in the fourth quarter, with Carrollton, you know, still in this game, down by a couple of scores, comes a play that really sealed the victory for Grayson.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 32 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
Grayson's up 38-24. Lawrence Brown Jr. executes a strip sack on Julian Lewis on a critical 4th and 16.
Yeah.
That turnover essentially ended any chance of a Carrollton comeback.
Oh, yeah.
So a defensive play to ice the championship.
That's the kind of play that becomes legendary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in that high-pressure moment, yeah, to not only get to the quarterback,
yeah,
to strip the ball, too.
Yeah.
That's a special kind of focus. Yeah. And execution.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it really just encapsulates the relentless pressure,
yeah,
that Grayson's defense just kept bringing all game long.
All game long, yeah. So
it was impressive.
Yeah. So when the final whistle blew the score, Grayson Rams 38, Carrollton Trojans 24. It marked Grayson's 4th state title in program history.
Wow.
Their first since 2020.
Yeah.
For Carrollton, a tough way to end a perfect 14-1 season.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the recap that we're looking at had some interesting points about, you know, who were the winners and losers kind of in this game.
Yeah.
So what do they have to say about that?
Well, you know, it's always interesting to kind of see these analyses after the game breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, the key factors, yeah, the individual performances.
Yeah.
That really made a difference in a game like this.
Yeah. And so they highlighted Grayson's defense as a major winner.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically calling out Vaughn Mitchum's 2 interceptions and Tyler Atkinson's constant disruption in the Carrollton backfield.
Right.
And then conversely, they identified Carrollton's offensive line as a loser.
Yeah.
Pointing to their struggles in protecting Julian Lewis.
Right.
Which led to those 5 sacks.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, you know?
Yeah.
When your star player is under that kind of pressure all game long.
Right.
Even the most talented quarterback can struggle.
Yeah.
When they don't have time to make reads and throws.
Yeah.
So, you know, a dominant defensive line like that can just completely dismantle an opponent's offensive game plan.
Absolutely.
You know?
The analysis also called out Elijah Miller as a winner for Grayson.
Yeah.
Emphasizing his 109 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns as a clutch performance.
Yeah.
And then on the Carrollton side, they labeled the hype train.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounding their undefeated season as a loser.
Right.
And it's a reminder, you know, that even teams with significant individual talent, high expectations,
right,
can be overcome by, you know, a strong, cohesive team performance.
Yeah.
And there was even some mention of some pretty immediate reactions online with with some fans on X posting things like Carrollton choked.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of shows that shock of the upset.
Yeah, that's the double-edged sword of high expectations.
Yeah.
You know, when a team is so heavily favored and falls short, the disappointment and the scrutiny are amplified.
Right.
It's a harsh reality of competitive sports, you know?
And so looking ahead, the source also gave some thoughts on what the future might hold.
Right.
For both of these programs.
Okay.
They suggested that Grayson could be a serious contender in the higher 7A classification in 2025.
Wow.
Given the fact that their quarterback is returning.
Yeah.
Along with that strong defensive unit.
Yeah.
So that speaks to the strength of their program.
Yeah, it does. You know, when you have key players returning.
Right.
In crucial positions like quarterback and on the defensive line, you know.
Yeah.
It provides a really solid foundation for continued success.
Yeah.
Even when they move up.
Right.
To face tougher competition.
Absolutely. And then for Carrollton, even with the departure of a player as talented as Julian Lewis,
right,
the source believes they have the potential to bounce back and remain a top team in 6A.
Okay.
They credit Coach King's ability to build a program with depth
right.
that can sustain success even when key players move on.
Yeah, that's a hallmark of a well-coached program.
Yeah.
You know, they're not reliant on just one or two star players.
Yeah.
They have a system in place to develop talent, adapt to personnel changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the 2024 GHSA Class 6A State Championship, it really does paint a compelling picture, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
You know, Grayson's defense stepped up in a huge way, led to a significant upset victory over an undefeated and high-scoring Carrollton team in what was clearly a memorable championship game.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think the key takeaways really kind of revolve around the dominance of Grayson's defensive line, the impact of those crucial interceptions, and then just the overall resilience and balance that they showed as a team.
Absolutely.
You know, those moments were really pivotal in determining the outcome of this one.
And when you consider all the factors that played into Grayson's victory, that stifling defense, those timely and effective offensive drives, perhaps even an element of underestimation by some, you know,
sure.
It really kind of prompts a thought.
Okay.
What are the broader lessons here?
Yeah.
You know, beyond just football.
Right.
You know, what can we take away about the power of a strong defense, the importance of seizing key moments, and the ability of a determined team to overcome perceived dominance, you know, in any competitive arena that we might find ourselves in.
Right.
It's definitely something worth reflecting on.
It is.
So, there you have it.
There it is.
That's our deep dive.
Deep dive.
Into the 2024
GHSA.
Class 6A.
State Championship.
We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
Sounds good.